It's 68 degrees at a minute before noon. This is WHQR Wilmington, 96.7 Classical HQR and 91.3 HQR News. I'm Gina Gamboni, and this is the Midday Interview. Yesterday, I spoke with Barry Crimmins, the legendary comedian performing this weekend at the Dead Crow Comedy Club in downtown Wilmington. Aside from stand-up, Crimmins is a columnist, political satirist, and since last year, a star on the big screen in a documentary about him titled Call Me Lucky. He's also known for leading a crusade in the 1990s that resulted in a crackdown on internet child pornography. Barry Crimmins' comedy is focused on politics and social change, opening doors for him in political spheres. For instance, he became close to historian and activist Howard Zinn, and that's one of the facets of his life I asked him about yesterday. Tell us about your relationship with Howard Zinn.
Oh, he was a dear friend of mine. Again, just talk about Call Me Lucky. I ended up in Boston, and I started off, you know, I was, having grown up on a beautiful lake in upstate New York, I was always keen on anything that was pro-environment. And so then I bring Greenpeace in and whatever, do shows for them at this club I started at Bing Ho in Cambridge, Massachusetts. And we would do these benefits, and then I would learn about other issues and so on and so forth. And then I'm in Cambridge, and it's, you know, great bookstores and out-of-town news, which was like as close as you could get to the internet back in those days. That's why I knew about the Iran-Contra affair months before others heard about it. I could read international news. So I ended up getting to the point where I was a speaker at a lot of rallies, and so was Howard. And Howard immediately seized upon me and just said, Barry, what you do is so important because you make this accessible to people. And then he would go through and start talking about Mark Twain and Finley Peter Dunne, Emma Goldman and Dick Gregory and Lenny Bruce and so on. And he just would encourage me and tell me what I did was very important. And when someone like that's in your corner, it makes you work much harder because I never knew when Howard was going to walk into one of my shows. So I had a pretty good proctor.
So you wanted to be smart.
He was so dear. You know, he was just the dearest person I ever knew. I miss him a lot.
Now, he actually presented you with the Courage of Conscience Award.
Right.
What is that?
In Massachusetts, the same day Maya Angelou received it. And he had, of course, incredibly generous and kind words. You can find that if you look it up on YouTube. There's a little bit of footage of that in the movie. He also introed me on this album, Kill the Messenger, which you can find for free. I gave it away a few years ago on the internet. You just do a search, free download, Kill the Messenger, Barry Crimmins, my album from 1990, and Howard intros me on that. And in one of them he said he's not just a rare stand-up comedian, he's a rare person who stands up. That was very lovely.
Do you consider yourself a progressive?
Yeah, sure. I mean, yes. I don't consider myself a liberal because I'm in favor of reform in my own neighborhood. No, they're liberals are great until their parking spot is threatened. But, no, but of course I get along with them.
Now, it seems to me that there's always been more political comedy coming from the left than from the right.
Well, it's labeled as political ones from the left. But if you go out and do misogynist material, racist material, homophobic material, whatever, that's all very political. But it gets called, oh, that's just part of the fun. Well, I think it's fun to send up racism and sexism and homophobia, and, you know, all kinds of bigotry and warmongers and whatever. You know, xenophobia. So it's just a matter of, it's almost like we get labeled as political comics, if you're from the left, as a warning. You know, this person's views are sort of progressive. If you aren't progressive, you know, there's a lot of very political acts that just aren't called political because it's unfortunately rather mainstream in comedy. And these same people are always talking, now they're big. Problem is, oh, this political correctness is killing me. Oh, yeah, I can't from colleges anymore because now you have young women and brought up with enough self-respect, but they don't really want to listen to some 40-year-old hack comedian call them a receptacle all night. So, you know, wow, tough break, guys.
Who are your favorite political satirists besides yourself, of course?
Mark Twain and love the Smothers Brothers. You know, Carlin did great political stuff. Pryor did great political stuff. I'm labeled as a political satirist. Again, it's the warning. So there's people who do great political material aren't necessarily labeled as political. My friend Randy Credico is a great political impressionist and satirist. There's a lot of people, but I'm going to start leaving a lot of people out. But there's a lot of great folks, and I'm happy to be in the guild.
Well, let's go to Mark Twain just briefly. What is it about him where the stuff he says is still so relevant decade after decade?
Right. I mean, he's ahead of our times. Well, the trick I learned from Twain is basically if everyone's going along with something, it's probably wrong. So just take some basic thing and don't back down to it. Basically, at least consider taking issue with everything, which, you know, Twain sort of, I mean, in a very fun way. Just the subject of kids, you know, advice to youth. Always obey your parents when they are present. You know, it deals with reality. It's just so funny. And I think that's it. You know, you just have to really not be kowtowed. Maybe it's your job as a bit of an iconoclast to show people how to break off from the mob and get a little fresh air and oxygen into your brain, and then take a second look at the way things are being sold to them.
That was Barry Crimmins, comedian, political satirist, activist, and the subject of Bobcat Goldthwait's award-winning documentary, Call Me Lucky. Crimmins is performing at the Dead Crow Comedy Club this Friday and Saturday night, 7 o'clock and 9:30 shows both nights. The State of Things is next on 91.3. Music continues on 96.7, and you'll be able to find an extended interview with Crimmins on our website this week. It's 12:06.